Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to continue our study in Philippians chapter 2. Today we're especially going to be looking at verses 14 through 16. Philippians chapter 2. Now, this is a continuation from last week's message as well. So if you'd like to hear that message, you can find it at our website at considerhisword.org and hear the introduction and the first part of this message and can put them together. So considerhisword.org. That broadcast you can listen to in your car, at your home, or wherever. So I'd encourage you to go take a look at it. Now, there at the website, you'll also find a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you would send us the call letters of the station where you're listening today and an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that easily fits into a purse or to a shirt pocket, fits into your Bible case, a place where you can write down prayer requests and keep track of them. You know, when people say, pray for me, how impressed will they be when you pull it out and write their name down and then remember to pray for them? How many times has someone asked you, or you've heard, pray for me, pray for you, and you say, oh, yes, yes, I'll pray for you, and then you forget. You know, sometimes when people do that to me, and this is just a little aside, I'll stop and pray with them right at that moment. It's funny because some people don't want to pray right at that moment. But with the prayer journal, you can write it down and pray for them later. I'd love to get one of these to you. We send out a lot of these, and we'd love for you to have one as well. So you can get it through the website, considerhisword.org. Just simply click on the link that says Contact Us. Tell us where you're at, where you're listening to the program. Give us an address. We'll send one to you. Now, you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. As many do, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I want to look at Philippians 2. We're talking about living for Jesus. Paul gives us some very practical things, and I've broken these down into just a few simple words. Let me read the passage first. And I'll give you these words, the ones that we went over last week. We'll kind of touch on those a little bit, but I want to introduce to you a couple of more. So beginning in verse 14, Philippians 2, Paul said, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." So last week we looked at two things. First of all, verse 14, do all things without murmuring and disputing. I hope that you're doing that. Don't be a complainer. Don't be an arguer. You know, at your job, now I know that sometimes somebody's going to tell you something that is wrong, and you may know the right way, or you may know a better way. But you don't have to make it an argument. So don't complain, he said, and don't argue. You know, especially as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, you don't want to be a representative of Christ as someone who complains all the time or is arguing all the time. So he said, do all things without without murmuring and without disputing. The second thing we looked at is in verse 15, where he said to be blameless. So our words are do and then be. And he said to be blameless. By this we mean don't give anyone cause to blame you for some wrongdoing. To be blameless. Now, I know this is difficult, and it's not something that's on our mind all of the time, but you know, as we serve the Lord, we ought to do the best we can to live right. You realize that this is probably the greatest complaint that the world has against the Christians, and perhaps rightly so, that they are not living what they claim to be believing. If you're going to be a follower of Christ, I believe the best thing we can do if we're going to be blameless is to, as much as possible, to be like Jesus, to learn about him, to study about him, and to be like Jesus, to love people like Jesus loved people. And here he says that we are to be blameless, to walk close to God, to avoid sin in your life. You know, that besetting sin, it's time to deal with it. It's time to get before God and confess it and repent of that sin and live a life where you can be blameless. And then he said also to be harmless. And here harmless literally means to be pure, without hurting someone, without harming someone. You know, many times we go back to the disputings in verse 14 and we get into an argument. Many times our intention is not to win the argument. Our intention is to hurt the person that perhaps has hurt us. And in our arguing, we hurt somebody. And we say hurtful things. That's not how Jesus would be. Now, Jesus would correct wrongdoing, certainly. Look at all of the encounters he had with the Pharisees. But he said to be harmless. Now, I want to quickly get to the next one. It's in verse 15, and toward the end of the verse. He said that we're to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Here's the third thing. We're going to live for Jesus. We've got to shine. You know, we do live in a crooked and perverse nation. And if you're going to live right, and if you're going to try and be like Jesus, you're going to stand out. You know, our world has been turned upside down, where things that are right and good have been made wrong, and things that are wrong have been made right and acceptable. What a mess. Isaiah said, this is Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And if you're going to live for Jesus, you're going to stand out and it's going to shine. In fact, remember Jesus said it this way, Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We've got to let our light shine. Notice, he said, when they see your good works, the things that you're doing right. And when you're doing right, it is going to stand out. And when you do right, you are shining for Jesus. And people will see that, and people will notice. And by shining for him, it turns people to him. He said they would glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So we have be, pardon me, let's go back. We have do, we have be, then we have shine, and in verse 16, we have holding. If we're going to live for Jesus, we've got to do it without murmuring, we've got to be blameless, we've got to shine as lights in the world, and we've got to hold forth the word of life. Now, the word of life, that phrase, I know some have said or thought that that word of life means Jesus, or to mean the word of God. You know, like John chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the word," and so on. Or it's simply the word of God. You know, either way, we're to present the gospel to the world, holding forth the word of life. Whether it's holding forth Jesus himself or holding forth the word of God, I believe it's both. Either way, we're to present the gospel by what we say and by how we live. Whatever we do, we're to preach Christ. The commandment was, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And some ancient preacher said, and if necessary, use words. Everywhere you go, preach Christ. You see, it's holding forth. We are presenting the word of God to the world. And they see that, and they see you. And as a believer and as a professing believer, who's someone who will stand up and not be ashamed of Jesus and say so, and try to do right and live right, you're holding forth the word of life. Now, in holding it forth, some will receive it, and some are going to ignore it. And just like Jesus, some will refuse it, and some will make fun of it. And they will make fun of you. I know when I began to live for the Lord as a teenager, and I wanted to do right and live right, and I began to try to, you know, I had to quit doing some things that I was doing. I had to quit hanging out with some of the crowd I was hanging out because I wanted to live right and I wanted to do right. And I didn't know everything. I didn't know it all. But I had a desire to do the right thing and to hold forth the word of life. And I was teased for it. There were some who mocked me and made fun of me. But you see, it doesn't matter how they respond. Oh, certainly we would want people in us to represent Christ in such a way that they would come to know the Savior. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? But it's not always like that. You realize that not everybody accepted Jesus even when he was here. Some mocked him. Even when he was on the cross, they mocked him. And thankfully, some believed. Some would say, well, we'll hear more later. You realize that in all of these responses, they're going to respond to you in exactly the same way. Some are going to see you and say, I want to be like that. Maybe some young person will see how you live. You know, I had some people in my life that were believers that walked with the Lord, and they didn't say a lot, but I knew they were Christians by how they lived. And I would think, that's how I want to be. I want to be like that. And so you hold forth the word of life, and it lifts up Jesus. Whatever the response is, take your stand and live for him. Hold forth the word of life. So let's go over it again. Four words. Did you get them? Do everything without complaining and disputing. That was verse 14. Secondly, it was to be blameless. Thirdly, it was to shine in the world. And fourth, holding forth the word of life. I believe if you get a hold of those four principles, that you're going to live for Jesus in a way that glorifies him. And I would encourage you to do that. Take some time to look at this passage of Scripture again and spend some time with it and absorb it and receive it. And then make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ to live for him. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Consider his word. His word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.